First, I'd like to say good morning to everyone. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank God for this church and for it having a Youth Sunday. You know, we said this morning in prayer room, I believe it was Kevin said, youth of this church is not the church of tomorrow, we're the church of today. Because if we're not here today, there will be no tomorrow. I'd first like to give you a little visual aid this morning. I'm sure everyone in this church right now today knows what this is. This is a hood, but it's camouflage. We use this, if the ones of you in here that hunt, you use this to go in the woods to blend in. You don't want to be seen. You want to hide. What I want to ask you today, the question I have for you is, are you a camouflaged Christian? Are you camouflaged when you go out here in the world today, or do you stand for God? Are you separate from God? Scripture today is going to come from the book of Matthew, and it's going to be in verse 26, and I'll give you just a moment to get there. That's why I get there. When you find your places, I'd like to ask you to stand for the reading of the Word of God. It says in verse 29, "Now Peter sat without in the palace, and the damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto him, That were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know that man, the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, Surely thou also art one of them that for thy speech bewareth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered that the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly." I'd ask Brother Kevin if he would pray for this service today. What the Lord's laid on my heart to talk to you about today is, you know, a few different ways that we can blend in with the world, ways that we will not the light of God will not shine through us. You know, here in Matthew we see Peter denying that he knew Jesus three times within a short period, and that's one of the ways is just denying God. When somebody comes up and asks you and says, you know, do you go to church? Are you a Christian? Are you saved? A lot of times in the world, it's easier just to go, well, yeah, and kind of push them away, get them away from you. But that's not what God wants us to do.
That's right.
God wants us to take them in and show them what He has done for us. Mm-hmm. Love them as He has loved us. Mm-hmm. One of the main ways is, and we see in verse number 74, Peter starts to curse. He starts cursing and swearing and saying, I don't know this man. Leave me alone. I'm sure there was many other four-letter words that were used there.
That's right.
And that's one way that we will blend in with society. You know, I work in a place that is not very godly. Most of the people in there, you try to talk to them about God, they'll probably throw something at you. Mm-hmm. But our speech, using the language that God tells us in our Bible and we know is not correct, is one way that we will blend in with this world.
Right.
If we walk around Monday through Saturday, every other word coming out of our mouth is a cuss word, mm-hmm. What are we showing the world that God has done for us? What are we showing the world how we should live for God? You know, we shouldn't... Everybody gets mad. Every single one of us is human. Every single one of us has worked outside and smashed their finger and probably let a word slip here or there. Mm-hmm. It happens. We're all human. We all sin. I've done it. I probably did it this past week. But the thing about that is when you're a child of God and when God has forgave you for your sins, you feel bad after that happens.
That's right.
You repent from that. You don't want to do that. It may still happen to you, but you don't want it to happen. Another way... And the next scripture, you don't have to turn there, I'll just read it to you, is 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 9. And I apologize, give me one second to get there. I turned to the wrong page.
It says, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. You know, this is very simple for us to... The word of God is not bound by anything. The word of God will spread no matter what, but we are to spread His word.
That's right.
We are to go out and we are to use our speech and use our mouths to purvey His message. No matter if you're called to preach, if you're called to teach, or if you're just a child of God, you are to tell other people about what He does for you and how He helps you in your everyday walk. One way that we blend in with society is the way we dress. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't need to go out here, and that's where this camouflage comes into play. We use this. This is a tool that hunters use to blend in. A tool that a Christian should use and that a child of God should use to stand out when they go out into the world is maybe not to dress like the world. And I'm not telling you that you shouldn't want, the women or men shouldn't want to be attractive to each other or shouldn't dress nicely, but you shouldn't go out here and you shouldn't show more than what God would have you to show. He gives us standards in this Bible of how we should dress and what we should do. One of those is in, and I apologize, I have misplaced where I was going, where my scripture was here. Anyhow, I don't know the verse. I've wrote something wrong and apparently gotten the wrong thing. It's in Corinthians, and it's in chapter 12, but I do not know the exact verse, and I'm not going to stand up here and waste all of your time just looking for it. But in Corinthians chapter 12, Paul is writing to the church of Corinth, and he's explaining to them the ways they should act and the ways that they should dress. And he tells them, you know, he writes this to women, but this isn't just to women, this is to men too. He tells them, don't go out, you don't have to have the nicest of dresses, the nicest of jewelry. The men don't have to have the nicest of suits, the nicest of shirts and pants and shoes. None of that matters. When we leave and when the children of God go to heaven, all of that's going to be laying here on the dirt. It's not going to mean a thing. And that goes back to what I said. You know, we should want to be attractive to other people. We should want to look nice for God. But that doesn't mean that we need to come in and we need to be showing every bit of our skin or everything that God gives us. God gives it to us for a reason. That's to glorify Him, not to show it off to the world. And that goes as far as even your possessions. Everybody wants a nice car. Everybody wants, you know, the nice house, the nice car, the nice four-wheeler, this, that, and the other. But none of it matters. None of it does a thing for us unless we give the glory to God for allowing us to have it. We can't have that house, we can't have that car, unless God allows us to go to work every day, unless God allows us to buy those things. Without those things, we can still be the same child of God as we can with those things. The beggar on the street that lives in a cardboard box can be just as much of a child of God as the man that lives in the mansion with $2 million in the bank. It does not matter. One other way we blend in with the world is our habits. And that goes, that habits and actions go hand in hand together. We can't have a habit without it being an action. You can't have an action without it being a habit. In Romans chapter 2, it tells in verse number 2, and I want to read this verbatim to you. I don't want to just give you the words of it. It's Romans chapter 12 and verse number 2. I'm all over the place today. It says in verse number 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your responsible service. and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Right there, it breaks it down for us that simply. It says, use our bodies as a living sacrifice to God. Now, that doesn't mean that he's asking us to go out here and to sacrifice our life for him, but he's asking us to give our life to him, to allow him to, his will be done through our lives, whether that be to stand up here and preach, whether that be to teach Sunday school, be the deacon of a church, or just be a church member and a prayer warrior. Some of the best Christians and the best people I know in this world are people that if I need a prayer through, I can go to them, and I know that they're going to hit their knees and those prayers are going to go, no matter what. You know, we're not to conform and to follow the habits and the actions of this world. We are to be separate from them. We should stay away from those things. We shouldn't be out here in the honky-tonks and the bars. Now, should we be out there standing outside of them telling people about God? If that's what God lays on your heart, then you better do what God says. But if you're just wanting to go hang out at them and say, well, I'm not drinking, so it's okay. You're around those. Everybody here has heard guilt by association. It doesn't matter if you're in there drinking or not. If you're at the bar, people are going to think you're drinking. Right. People are going to down what your word and your testimony and what you say God has done for you. The last little bit I want to talk to you about is how do we stand out for God? You know, we put this camouflage on as hunters. We put this camouflage on to not be seen, to hide in the woods from the animals, from whatever it is you may be hunting. When we go out into the world, do we just go out there and walk around and just, I'm not going to talk to this man that I can tell needs somebody to talk to him? Or are we going to walk up to him and we're going to say, hey, I can tell you're having a hard time. Can I help you? Can I talk to you about God a little bit? You know, in 2 Corinthians, the Bible tells us that we should come out and be separate from the world. It doesn't mean that when we're walking down the street and we see a man carrying a six-pack of beer, that we should go, well, let me stand over here and let him go by so that nobody sees me talking to him. No. It means that we should show him that we don't agree with what he's doing, and this is why. This is what God tells us about it. We shouldn't do the same things as him. That's what it means by being separate. We should separate ourselves from the actions, but the people, we still need to show that we love them and that God loves them. In John chapter 15 and verse 16, and I want to read this one to you. It says, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whosoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. You know, right there, while we're being separate from the world, we need to show them and tell them about God and tell them about what we have done. That is the fruit that he's talking about. We should show. The bearing of fruit means showing in our lives what God does for us on a daily basis. It means that we should show them exactly how he has helped us and exactly what he has brought us from. We shouldn't be, everyone has a past. No matter if it's a good past or a bad past, everyone has a past. You may be ashamed of your actions that you did while you were in that past, but you shouldn't be ashamed that God brought you from those actions and that God changed your life. That is your past. That's all that is. It's done. It's over with. You can't change that, but you can change you can follow God and with him change what you are and what you will be. The sinful condition is the last thing I want to talk to you about today, and that's a way that we can stand out for God. We all are human. We talked in Sunday school this morning about this exact same notion. We all are human. We all sin every single day. But we can change that. We may not change the fact that we commit sin every day, but we can change the desire for sin. The world out here today, and people say, you know, the world's getting worse and worse and worse. It may be. My 27 years, I don't see it any worse now than it was when, as early as I can remember. I see that we see it a lot more because of the internet and TV and different things. That's not the point I'm here to argue. The point I'm here to show you is that we can't change our sinful nature, but we can change our desire to sin. With God, He can make us not want to sin, not want the things of this world that we may want. You may have been a dope addict that wanted to do dope every day. God gets in your life. Those desires may still be there. Those urges may still be there, but you won't want it. With God, He will. When that desire hits you in the back of the head and you say, "Ooh, I'd like to go get high tonight," He'll say, "No, you wouldn't. Think of what that cost you and think of what I've gave you. Are you willing to give that up?" No, you never are. By having that personal relationship with God, through Jesus, we are allowed to have everything that we will ever need. We may not have everything we want, but we'll have everything we ever need, and we'll never have to worry about a bit of it. The last thing I want to read you, and I'm going to be done, is Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 11. And it states, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." It's that simple right there. When we go out into this world, if we put the armor of God on, and we don't put the camouflage on and just blend in, we put that armor of God on, it'll show them where we stand and what we believe in. You know, I work in a place that isn't very godly, but I guarantee you every time I step in, I've got the Bible with me. And everyone knows that. I work around people that every other word comes out of their mouth is four letters, and sometimes it's worse. But they know they get around me, they don't do that, or they walk on, or I'll walk on. When you stand for God on a daily basis, God will stand for you when the time comes. That's all I have. I thank you for the opportunity.